Welcome to the Real Estate Junkies DMV. I'm Patricia Gallardo, a realtor here in Northern Virginia with the Platinum Group and Real Broker.
My name is Karen Daly. I'm a real estate attorney, and I run the Echo Title Ashburn One Loudoun office and Middleburg office.
Join us as we dive deep into the world of real estate.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, seasoned investor, realtor, or industry professional, our engaging conversation and expert guests will keep you informed and inspired.
Welcome to the Real Estate Junkies DMV. We have a special guest today, Rob Ross, who is the Executive Vice President of Intercoastal Mortgage. He's going to talk a little today about bridge loans. I actually have a seller right now who is having to sell their property before they buy, and it's very difficult in this kind of competitive market to go through that frame. So we're going to let Rob talk a little bit about that. But first, we want to hear a little bit about who you are and your background. I know you've been in the business a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
In mortgage years, it's like 60. So no, thanks for having me. Excited to be here today and talk about bridge loans. Before we hit record, I think we were talking, I just left a meeting in our corporate headquarters in Fairfax and just talked about bridge loans to a group of real estate agents for 20 minutes. So this should be easy for me. So let's give it a go here. So no, my name is Rob Ross. I've been lending in the mortgage industry for 23 years now in the DC metro area and originally from West Virginia. Been with one CEO, one boss my entire career, which is really rare to say in this industry. Been with two companies my entire career. So currently with Intercoastal Mortgage. Intercoastal has the largest market share in the state of Virginia, 5 years running. Intercoastal has been around for 38 years. And Intercoastal is, a portion of it is owned by Van Meter Companies and Van Meter Homes. So very popular in Loudoun County. If you go buy a Van Meter home, you can get a great incentive by using Intercoastal in our group. So proud to say that we're partners with them. Partner with a lot of real estate agents in the area and take pride in that. That's where a majority of our business comes from, outside of the builder world and some condo developing. With regards to a team, I would be remiss to not talk about my amazing team. Claire Fleming's been with me 11 years. She's our transaction manager for our team. Chris Carney, the tallest lender west of the Mississippi, is 6'7", played pro basketball in Spain,
Wow. And
had a burning desire to get rid of a basketball and pick up a calculator. So Chris has been with my team 11 years as well. And Alec Gagne has joined our team 5 years ago, went from intern supreme to one of the top loan officers in the area. So
awesome.
Very proud to have a good team together. You know, just quick 8-day settlements, we're doing them. Quick closings, we're doing them. Bridge loans, construction lending, all the plain vanilla stuff. So we can handle it all from A to Z. But bridge loans are what we're here to talk about today. So
they are correct.
And I think you might have some questions for me.
Yes. We're going to start with that, with a simple one.
Okay.
What is a bridge loan?
Perfect. That's an easy one. We're going to see if you can trick me today. So no, a bridge loan in essence is for someone who has a home to sell and they need to bridge that gap between selling their current home and buying their new home. And in general, there can be some challenges with folks to do that. And the easiest way that I say it is, can most people afford to own two homes at the same time? Most people can't, okay? Some people can. Mm-hmm. Most people can't. So in general, that's the loan vehicle of a bridge loan. That's what it's for. How do I purchase before selling my existing home? So,
how long is a bridge loan for, time length?
A bridge loan's for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So when you obtain a bridge loan with us, it's going to be a 6-month term. And that means you really have 6 months to sell your existing home. Real estate agents love that. My listing agents love that because let's say you've moved into your new home. And I can explain how the whole bridge loan works. But Let's say you've moved into your new home. Well, you still have that home to sell. You're the listing agent, right? You're going to represent them and sell that home. A lot of buyers will be more incentivized to listen to you on pricing that home if you need to maybe have a price reduction to move it, which might not be an issue right now with inventory kind of where it's at and multiple offers. But they're going to listen to you if they're carrying two payments because now they have two homes and they're already in their new home and they really want to just get rid of the other home and be done with it. Mm-hmm. So it's not saying you're going to get rid of it for a price. And it's not saying that all your clients don't listen to you. But sometimes clients are going to say, I know you told me to list it at $599.99.
Right.
But I want to list it at 630 and they don't listen to you and you still want the listing and you're willing to say, okay, we'll do that. But if we don't sell it in 15 days or don't get viewings, you have to be willing to lower it. Well, when they have that bridge loan payment and it's coming due, they have a little more financial incentive to listen. So it can be a real estate agent's best friend, the bridge loan as well.
My clients always listen.
Yes, there you go. As they should. Yes. As they should.
Sort of start from the beginning, though. Like, talking from a consumer perspective.
Yes.
If you are thinking about selling your home and understand that you would not qualify unless you sold that home, and how difficult it is to buy in our market with any type of contingency.
Yep.
What do you do? Like, where do you start?
Yeah. So, great question. I was hoping that was the next question. So, there's two reasons you need a bridge loan. One would be cash for closing. So, there's a lot of folks that have great equity in their home, especially in the DC market. We do live in a high cost area. And folks with really great income and dual employment and two jobs and two kids and a white picket fence and 1.2 dogs, right? They might not have a ton of money in checking and savings. A lot of money maybe is in retirement or a TSP account, and they don't want to touch that and pay the penalties. But they really want to buy the new home. And you've already told them there were six showings today. And you've already heard that there's a non-contingent offer coming in. And now they have to make a decision. And by the way, they've told you five times that this is the home and no others are coming and I have to get this home, right? And we know there's always more homes, but they're passionate about it. They really want to buy this home, but they don't know how. So this is because all their money's tied up in their current home. So the way we do it, a bridge loan can be done in three parts. This is very tricky. A one-part bridge, a two-part bridge, or a three-part bridge. The one-part bridge closing, the first closing, or closing number one, is known as a cash-out bridge. And what we do is we take cash out of their current home that they're going to sell, and that's going to be their down payment on the new home. That is capped at a 75% loan-to-value. And let me explain what that means. So I'll give you an example that's an easy one. So if you had a $1 million value sales price in Vienna, Virginia, and you owed $400,000 on it, well, we can give you a loan of $750,000, so 75% of the value. So what are we going to do? We're going to give you a loan of $750,000. We're going to pay off your existing lien of the $400,000, and then you're going to walk away with the $350,000 cash back into your pocket. Now, we know what you're going to do with that cash back. That's now your $350,000 down payment on the new home you're buying across town in Vienna for $1.5 million because you're upgrading a little bit. And another reason you wouldn't qualify, other than not having the cash, would be debt-to-income ratio. So many lenders, when you're obtaining a bridge loan, and I'm going to tie it all back together, but many lenders would say, well, you don't qualify because you don't have the down payment. Well, we just solved that problem with the bridge loan. And then they would say, well, you don't qualify now because your debt-to-income ratio is too high. So a traditional debt-to-income ratio nationwide, call it as 42%, right? 42% total debt ratio, total debts to your before-tax monthly income. Well, how do we get around that? Because you now have your bridge loan, and we're trying to get you into your home for your new loan, and you have a car payment, and you have student loans, and so forth. Well, how we get around that is Intercoastal Mortgage has very flexible guidelines that we've always had, and we don't have to count your exiting primary residence against you. So that home that is listed with Patricia, and that home that is listed, yeah, that you're selling for $1 million, that you now have a loan for $750,000 against, and that $350,000 sitting in your checking, we don't have to count that payment against you. But some people still might not qualify for the new home and so forth. So what we do is called a purchase bridge loan. So we do 75% against your current home, and then we will give you up to 80% against the new home you're buying. So that $1.5 million home across town in Vienna, we're going to lend you another bridge loan to purchase that. It's just called a bridge loan. We call it a purchase bridge loan. So we give you an 80% temporary six-month loan on the new property as well. And we give you 80%. Well, that $350,000 is your down payment. That's the 20%, right? Plus closing costs and so forth. So in essence, we've given you 75% on the first one and 80% on the second. How much money have they brought out of their own pocket at that point? None.
Well, that's my question. What are the costs to a consumer?
So we will get to the cost.
Okay.
So that's how the bridge loan works. So the next question I typically get is, how do we get out of both bridge loans? They're temporary. Well, once you're in your new home, what have they done? They've now moved out of their existing home, which is great for you as the listing agent because you can. It's a fresh home. Maybe you decide you want to stage it, whatever you want to do to help that sell. Once that home sells, remember, they still have 25% cash equity in that home still because we only did a 75% loan. So they still have 25% cash coming back to them. Well, many times they want to take that 25% cash and put that into the new home. They just didn't have access to it before because they hadn't sold it. Well, they can now take that cash and they can apply that to the temporary 80% bridge purchase loan that we gave them on the new home and pay that down. And then we convert that loan, closing number two, into closing number three, which is your traditional 30-year fixed mortgage, basically. So we convert it, right? So a bridge loan can be a one-part closing. Sometimes they only need the cash, and then there's enough cash to buy the other home in cash. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they need a two-part bridge closing, which is what I just said. And then typically with that two-part bridge closing, they could pay the second one off if they have enough once they sell it, or you can convert it into whatever you want. You can convert that into a 30-year fixed, a 15-year, an ARM, whatever you want to convert it into. We as a lender don't charge you lender fees on the second closing or the third closing. So our processing underwriting fees to do your transaction, we charge you one set even though it's three closings. Your settlement company that we're going to work with is going to give you a reissue rate on the conversion. And then we actually give you a credit on that third closing, a credit back to you from Intercoastal at closing to eliminate your closing costs on the third conversion in as well. So what becomes a complicated scenario in the fact that you have three potential closings, we'll do all those in 20 total days. You really have about 1.5 sets of closing costs and so forth. But you did ask me, what are the costs of a bridge loan?
Yes.
So a bridge loan is in essence a home equity line. That's what it is. And I will explain after this why you wouldn't just do a home equity line, because that's always a question I get to. So
I'm thinking you might have to do with the interest rate.
Yes.
Perhaps the
yes.
interest rate is better on a bridge loan than it is on a
HELOC. A little bit better. So bridge loans right now are in the high eights. So can't okay. really quote it without an APR, mm-hmm. But you're in the high eights, low nines on an APR. So some clients will say, ooh, that seems really high. What's mm-hmm. a home equity line? And that's where home equity lines are right now, the high, mm-hmm. higher eight range. Okay. But I'll ask a client and I'll ask them this, do you actually care what the rate is on a bridge loan? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, why? Because you're going to be selling this home in about 30 days.
And paid off.
In many cases, so our average bridge loan as a company pays off in 2 months.
So you're not looking at a lot of mortgage.
You're not. Your payment on it back is interest only.
Exactly.
We've had clients, in that example I gave her, they had a $400,000 loan. Well, that's a principal and interest loan.
Mm-hmm.
So when we pay that off and give them the extra $350, their new total payment is actually less than their original payment. So now their payment's actually less, plus they have the $350 to put down on the new home, mm-hmm. plus they can make a non-contingent offer on the sale of their home, mm-hmm. or not needing the sale of their home,
right.
and go purchase the new home. So, I mean, that's the major real benefit. And when I said we have, before we started recording here, I told you I have five of these going right now with the Ross Group. Every single one of those is a three-part bridge loan.
So, and you also, the other point, I think, too, is not only are you able to make a non-contingent offer,
yep.
but if you're doing that two-part where you get the purchase bridge loan, then you don't even have to worry, well, is it going to, like, your financing, because that's already taken care of.
It's already taken care of.
Since you're getting your purchase bridge loan
yep.
also with Intercoastal.
Yep.
So, basically, you can write up, you know, what looks like a cash offer.
Sure.
Even though there's still a lender involved and it's that stronger.
Yep. There's a lot of ways to maneuver that to make it a stronger offer.
Mm-hmm.
The question I had a few hours ago was, so bridge loans do come with a cost of points
mm-hmm.
and there's a 1.25, so a 1.25 point charge on a bridge loan. That's a convenience fee
mm-hmm.
because if you don't, so a client said, well, I don't want to pay points. Well, then you don't get the bridge loan, unfortunately. And if you don't get the bridge loan, you don't win the contract, so you don't get the home. And you now have to, if you do win the home, you might have to move twice because you need to move your stuff into storage.
Right.
Well, the cost of moving your stuff into a pod and storage is the same cost as the points. So one way or another, you're kind of paying it. Home equity lines don't come with points. So some folks would say, well, why can't I just go get a home equity line against my house and use that as my bridge loan? When you apply for a home equity line with anyone, a question you have to answer, and we always recommend answering it, honestly, is what do you plan on using the money for? And if you say you're using it to purchase another home, you're immediately denied for that home equity line. Why would you be denied for that home equity line? Because banks don't want to give you home equity lines that are going to pay off in 2 months because they pay for your appraisals and they pay for your closing costs. They lose money for every home equity line that doesn't stay open for 12 months or more.
And
so that's the reason a bridge loan is a home equity line. It's a home equity line made to be paid off as fast as you want it. And the way we're able to do that and not lose money is because you charge a point and a quarter up front. That's our fee income for closing that transaction. We call it the convenience fee.
Well, another convenience fee is, I think sometimes home equity line of credit, they have a prepayment penalty fee.
If
you pay it off within a certain time frame.
3 years typically.
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah.
And so if you pay it off within that time frame, and I've had this come up and people are like, but wait, I thought I didn't have to pay this. Yeah. Well, you know, this is what the terms say. The bridge loan bypasses all of that, like you said, because it's made to be paid off as quickly as possible.
We want you to pay it off as fast as possible. Some pay off 2 days later. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's some is just literally we're bridging that gap. Mm-hmm. So it is very quick. But that's the true real benefit of why you're using a bridge loan. We take the time to explain it to clients. It's it's an education process. When we do the pre-approval form, which is free, we show them, we have an email template because I got tired of typing the same email five times over. But it literally says closing number one is this, and we're pulling this money. Mm-hmm. And you're applying this money to closing number two.
Right.
And closing number two is your purchase bridge.
Yeah.
And then congratulations, you can now convert that into whatever you want. So I had a past client of mine, is it okay to tell the story, right? I won't use the names, but I had a past client of mine call me a few years ago. And the first thing he said is, Rob, I've been cheating on you. And I said, oh no, why? And he said, well, I was going with another company because my agent who didn't use you before recommended someone else in Bethesda. And I called him, I should have called you. And the big bank, and I won't name names, couldn't get it done. We don't qualify debt to income ratio. We're 56% debt to income ratio. And this was a $2 million home they were selling in Bethesda. They were buying another home. His wife was pregnant, 7 months pregnant, and they're about to sell a home and move because it was going to be their third child. And he said, I don't know what to do. We need this house. It's down the street. I'm a 56 debt to income ratio. He was a physician. He made great money, but they're still trying to carry a couple million dollar homes and a nice car payment and so forth. And we showed him the bridge loan. And he said, this is amazing. They said, this couldn't be done. And I was like, this is the magic pill we talked about. This is how you make this happen. And he said, oh, there are some points with it. And I'm like, there are. And he goes, I'd pay double because my wife's pregnant in 6 months. I'm like, well, we won't charge you double, but we'll still charge you the same. Right. And we're going to take care of you. But it was a perfect example of just, and that agent still to this day refers me business because they didn't understand how we were able to make this happen. So, you know, it really is a convenient product. And I can tell you in a competitive market, it's a game changer for a lot of folks. And we can't lend everywhere with this product. So it is a DC, Maryland, Virginia product. So DMV area. We could also do them in North and South Carolina if needed. But those are the areas that we primarily lend. That's our footprint. And that's where we have offices. So that's where we can do it.
And I can say, sitting in the title seat, that yes, I have seen that. And it has helped sellers move from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
When it's been a super tight buyer's market.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got to, you know, they've got to do it.
Yep.
I do have a question since I do so many veterans in VA.
Yes.
So same rules apply when you're dealing with a VA seller buyer?
We can convert you into a VA perm loan. So same rules apply. So your bridge loan is the bridge loan. And then you obtain your second bridge loan to purchase the home. And then we convert you into a VA loan at the end. So you can convert into a VA loan. It's not a problem. And as you know, we love VA loans. We do a lot of them. And my entire team, actually, all of our families have very deep military ties and have served. So so we're passionate about those and love helping veterans. But yeah, we can convert that. So
I just learned something new.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's a great product for that and very helpful. But like I said, it's helping you win offers. We call it the convenience fee. You know, at the end of the day, you're converting into your market rate on that third loan, which rates are coming down a little bit. We had a little bumpy week last week, but they're going to continue to come down, and history is going to repeat itself. We're going to see them come down here over the next year. Maybe not as quick as we like.
Are they higher than you thought they were going to be at this point?
Yeah, a little bit, but I think we're going to edge back down. And I think a healthy real estate market is when the rates get back into the fives pretty consistently versus the sixes and sevens and so forth. So when we get a five in front of it, on a side note from a bridge loan, it's that buyer that has a home at 2.5% from the refinance COVID boom. And they would really like two new bathrooms and a laundry room on the first floor, but they're not willing to move down the street for 7.5 versus 2.5. But at 5%, they'll probably move and they want those bathrooms. So it's the needle needs to move just a little bit more, and I think we'll open up some more inventory.
Awesome.
But even with more inventory, you still need the bridge loan.
You still might not qualify. In our area.
You still might not qualify. So that's how the product works.
Good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was great finally meeting you face to face.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know we've done emails. And
excited to meet you face to face. And happy to jump on and talk about more. You know, I live for this stuff, so happy to talk about mortgages anytime.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.